Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are having a good morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you hear this. If you've been tracking with us, which I hope you have, then you know after an introduction we've talked about God revealing himself to us in what we call his general revelation. That has three manifestations: creation, providence, and conscience. And we've begun to discuss God revealing himself to us in what we call his special revelation. This has two manifestations, Christ and Scripture. We will look at both and start it with Jesus Christ. I will be coming back to John's Gospel in a few moments. If you want to turn there in your Bible, that's John chapter 1. But first, I want to pick up the exposition of the Puritan theologian and pastor John Owen and his writing with the title, The Glory of Christ. I have this in a thin, very readable paperback. It is one from a series of Puritan paperbacks put out by the Banner of Truth Trust. I recommend each book in the series. These are rather short reprintings of much longer works. And what is great about them is that you can fit each one in a pocket and take them with you wherever you go. Waiting for a dentist appointment to begin? Why read the magazines on the table in the waiting room? Read a Puritan paperback. Taking the train to work or a plane ride across the country? Why not take along and read a Puritan paperback? Oh, you say, these sound interesting. How do I get them, Swallow? Well, that's simple. Just go to banneroftruth.org and search Puritan paperbacks. That's banneroftruth.org and search Puritan paperbacks. Or contact me and I will send you the link. Email mark@godisministry.org. Mark with a K at godisministry.org. In his chapter, Christ's Glory, as God's representative, John Owen links knowing God through his creation, general revelation, to knowing God through his son Jesus, special revelation, as follows. I'm quoting Owen now. When God appointed Christ as the great and only means by which his glory could be represented, he gave him honor and glory above all creation. Compared with Christ, all creation reveals little of God's infinite wisdom. We have only to see how men abuse the revelation of God's wisdom in creation to see how insufficient was that revelation compared to the revelation of God's infinite wisdom revealed in Christ. How little do we learn from creation compared to what we behold of them in Christ Jesus. I think this is true, don't you? We affirm that God's revelation through creation is real and important as an antecedent to God's revelation through his son Jesus. When we compare knowing God through Christ to knowing God through creation, it is obvious that Christ supersedes the creation. Christ shines brightest in all God has revealed. St. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, puts this perfectly when he says, "For God who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. What a stunning truth we absolutely need today. The knowledge of the glory of God is in the face of Christ. Owen affirms, we see the glory of God only in the person of Christ. And so, friends, with this in mind and heart, oh, may this be convicting to us at this hour. We want to see Christ, to know Christ, to love Christ, because in seeing him and in knowing him and in loving him, we see, know, and love God. With the glory of God being found in the face of Christ, let's get back to the Gospel according to John. I will have more for you from Owen another day, but for now let's not lose track on where we were when we last met. This is John 1, verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. As just this one verse clearly states, Jesus Christ reveals what God the Father is like. None of us can see God. In fact, no one has ever seen God. Have you seen God? I never have. But Jesus has seen God. Jesus, who has seen God, living in the bosom of the Father, comes to us and explains God to us, reveals God to us. Jesus is seen, and Jesus explains God to us. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says this, Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature. When we look at Jesus, we look at God. Jesus being God's Son, Jesus being in nature God, he is the radiance of God's glory and the exact, note, exact, precise representation of God's nature. My friends, Jesus Christ reveals what God the Father is like. Leon Morris puts it this way, Jesus has now given a full account of the Father. I love that. Jesus has now given a full account of the Father. Now, please follow along with me in your Bible to John chapter 5. And oh my, what a text this is. I'm going to have to discipline myself to focus on our main point with only a few verses because all of John 5 deserves a lengthy and in-depth exposition. Are you reading through the Bible? If so, just wait until you get into John's Gospel and these stretch of chapters in which Jesus reveals God, in which our Lord speaks of doing nothing of himself, but only what he sees God the Father doing. Put bluntly, if you want to know God, read Jesus in the Gospel of John. Alas, we will focus on verses 36 and 37. I'm reading John chapter 5, verses 36 and 37. Jesus is speaking. But the testimony which I have is greater than the testimony of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do testify about me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. In verse 37, the Lord affirms what we have seen in John chapter 1. We have neither heard God the Father's voice at any time, nor have we seen God's form. However, verse 37, God the Father has given Jesus works, that is, miracles, to accomplish, and the very works that Jesus does testify about Christ, that God the Father has sent him. All of this to say, God reveals himself through Jesus Christ and the works, the miracles that Jesus does. God the Son is doing what God the Father sent him to do. Jesus is revealing God. Jesus affirms that the testimony of John the Baptist is true and is good, and Jesus' testimony is greater than John's, because the works that God the Father has given Jesus to do, they testify about Jesus that the Father has sent him. In verse 37, our Lord reiterates, "The Father who sent me, he has testified of me." Now that is the world's greatest testimony. In John 10, verse 25, Jesus also says, "The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me. And these works are the miracles that we read about throughout the Gospels, including, of course, the miracle of the crucifixion and the resurrection, saving us from our sins. And what do these works or these miracles reveal to us about the nature and character of the living God? It is this: God is compassionate and merciful. We know this about God. He is rich in compassion and full of mercy. And that is really important to know about God. Are you in need of compassion? You will find this compassion in God. Do you need mercy? God has more than enough for you. We began with 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, where Paul says, "The knowledge of the glory of God is in the face of Christ." Well, when we look at the face of Christ, we find the glory of God's compassion and mercy. So to know God, we eagerly look to Christ. When we begin next time, I will start by reading just one of Jesus' miracles so that we can clearly find the glory of God in Christ. Let me set the stage for this by directing your attention to the first part of this account in the life of Christ. I'm reading from Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 22. This is in Mark 5. A synagogue official named Jairus came up and, on seeing Jesus, fell at his feet and implored Jesus earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she will get well and live." And Jesus went off with him. While Christ was still speaking, they came from the house of the synagogue official, saying, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher anymore?" Well, I'll leave you here with this cliffhanger from Mark chapter 5. This is to be continued next time when you join us, and you do so because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.